People ask us, why do we come and stand outside Christian so-called churches? Well, why did Paul stand outside the temples and the Pharisee places? Because they were outside the truth of God. They were trampling the truth of God. And they were not teaching the word of God. Jesus said, so why do we stand outside the Baptist church in Sarasota? Because it's a man-made invention following a bunch of false ways. They don't have a gospel that calls you out of the world. They don't have a gospel that transforms your life to seeking righteousness and holiness. It's compromised. They practice pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, that are all lies from Roman Catholicism. They build temples of man. What's on the roof? Male phallic symbols are up on the roof. Folks, you're being deceived by the Baptist faith. Our testing at don'tperish.com will show you why. Sir, do you know the biblical gospel? Would you like to explain it to us? Jesus said in John 13, by love, people will know his disciples. What is godly love? Godly love is telling the truth and rebuking, correcting, instructing, guiding. If this fine officer sees a young man doing drugs, he's going to rebuke him and correct him. That means he cares for that young man's soul. If he just says, oh, young man, go on your way and do drugs, just to be friends with him, we're all sinners. That fine young officer doesn't care about that young man and is sending him to a life of prison and probably death one day. So it's loving. The Bible says a wise man loves a rebuke. In Proverbs, it says that. The Bible also says in Proverbs, the righteous are as bold as a lion, Proverbs 28:1. So we come and stand out because 1 Timothy 5:21 says, publicly rebuke those who are in sin. First Sarasota Baptist Church is in sin. They're not keeping the commandments of God. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ and faith in him, you repent. You come out of the world and every false way through repentance and through the false church systems. And then you walk in holiness and obedience as fruit that you know him. When God sees a vessel that's willing to turn his way, a will turn towards the Creator, towards the Messiah by faith and repentance, you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again, the Spirit dwells in your heart. You're guided by the word and the truth. You're guided by holiness and righteousness. And the Bible says you come out of the world in every false way. And then you endure in the faith to the end. Are you enduring in the faith to the end by following Sarasota Baptist Church or following any false man-made church? No, you're not. You got to repent. You got to come out. You got to seek the kingdom. Are you willing to seek the kingdom in spirit and in truth? Do you have the fruit that you've been born again? Folks, the Baptist faith is not telling you the truth. Any gospel that doesn't call you out of the world and the carnality and the false traditions is not the biblical gospel.
That's exactly what he preached.
No, but sir, they don't practice it. He's of the world. You're of the world. They keep pagan holidays. We're supposed to judge, sir.
No, 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 no.
1 Corinthians 5 says judge. Matthew 18 says judge. 2 Thess 3 says judge. The Bible says to judge. The man said, all you want to do is preach. Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. The Baptist church is not doing that. The Baptist church is not telling you the truth. The churches of the world are not telling you the truth. And they don't like it when we show up and preach peacefully on a public sidewalk, a lot like Jesus and Paul did and Peter. And they said, get rid of those guys. They're ruining our gig. They send out, and we appreciate the fine officer, they send out armed gunmen. These men live like cowards. They don't get behind the word of God. They get behind armed gunmen. I'm not armed. My brother's not armed. Neither of our wives are armed. They have to hire an armed gunman. Why? They live in fear. Paul says, hey, brother, Paul says, what spirit do we live by? Fear or power? We don't live by fear. We live by power and of a sound mind. They're not sound in what they're doing today. The gospel of Jesus Christ calls you out of the world. The Baptist faith does not call you out of the world. The gospel of Jesus Christ calls you to repentance. They haven't repented of their false holidays. They haven't repented of Christmas and Easter that are Roman Catholic lies. They teach you Jesus died on a Friday. He didn't die on Friday. He died on Wednesday and rose on Saturday. We have teaching articles of all of this on our teaching blog. By faith and repentance in this glorious Savior, when you're born again, you walk in holiness and righteousness. But if you're living your life outside of the truth of God, if you're living your life in man-made religion, ma'am, you're being deceived by false hirelings, coward hirelings that don't know the word of God, or they know it well enough to corrupt it, twist it. We love our neighbor enough to stand and tell the truth. The Bible says if you're Christ, you'll be hated for his name's sake. Nobody hates Baptists. They don't hate these worldly compromised people, especially for the gospel. Actually, some Baptists might be hated. You know why they're hated? Because their pastors take money to build their temples. And I already covered this in my intro video. You know what these... Well, let's do a video with them standing here. It's a true saying, the Baptist faith comes along in the 1600s. 1,600 years after Jesus established his body. And we come to tell our neighbor that you're going to lose your soul in your dead religion. The fruit of the Baptist faith is rotten. Jesus said, we know a tree, I'm standing under a tree. We know a tree by its fruit. So we're just lovingly telling the Baptists why they're in sin. Still waiting for any man to come out with a Bible. We'll sit and talk calm and peace with an elder, pastor, deacon. Open your Bible. Show me where Christmas is in the Bible to be celebrated. Show me where Good Friday. Jesus said, I'll be in the grave 3 days, 3 nights. You can't get that from Friday night to Sunday morning. Where is being worldly according to the gospel? Look at people bring their pets. Pet That's right. idolatry.
That's right.
God hates it. Go read Romans 1. You're a stench and a stain before a holy God. Pet idolatry. Here's what it is. We proved it. Look at the old man. He's old like me. Loves his dog more than he loves the people of God preaching Christ crucified. How wicked, how sinful, how worldly, how carnal. The Bible says you got to repent and seek the kingdom of God. We'll walk over here to these people. Any man want to open a Bible? Waiting for any man to open a Bible. I'll show you why the Baptist faith is unbiblical. I'll show you why you're feminized. I'll show you why you're sinful. I'll show you why you're keeping all the wrong ways that are going to damn your soul. Don't want to talk? No problem. We don't accost anyone. The Bible says, test all things. 1 Thess 5. Have you tested all things? If you tested all things, repent of your pet idolatry. Repent. Repent of your Baptist faith. Repent of your worldliness. Repent of your unloving, ungodly ways, Baptists. Why do street preachers do this? If I meet you in Walmart, you'll reject me. If I show up at your house, you'll reject me. If I email you, you'll reject me. If I come inside that church, you'll have your police officer arrest or shoot me. Why do we stand on the sidewalk? It's the peaceful, legal way by which we can do this. And we can tell our neighbor that you're being deceived. We can tell our neighbor that you're marked on the internet. We can tell our neighbor that you're going to lose your soul, Baptists. You can't follow a false gospel. The shed blood of Jesus. Just drum. The shed blood of Jesus is the only way. Repentance to him. This is where you fall short, Baptists. Repentance means you come out of the world in every false way. You have not come out of every false way, Baptists. You're practicing false ways that damn your soul. Revelation 22, 14 and 15 says, whoever loveth and maketh a lie will be outside the kingdom of God. I've covered a whole bunch of your Baptist lies today. You'll be outside the kingdom of God. Whoever, Sister Amen, don't talk to him. He's a mocker. Sister Amen, don't talk to him. He's a mocker. He walked by before. He's a mocker. Walk away from him. We've uncovered a whole bunch of sins. Sir, don't address my wife. We're not addressing any of your women.
Get the sign out of my face.
You walked right up to
look.
Me, sir. You walked right up to me, sir.
Here, he's going to let you know if you block
your
my
walk,
vision.
Sir, I have a right on a public sidewalk.
You don't have a right to stick that in my face.
Don't get in my face, sir. There you go. Officer's right there. Now I just moved. There he goes. Thank you, officer. Thank you, officer. It shows their flesh and their carnality. Lest you repent, sir, you're going to lose your soul. All you Baptists are going to lose your soul. Thank you, officer. Appreciate that. You're going to lose your soul lest you turn from all iniquity. We showed you all your sin. We showed you your false doctrine. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I'm sure the amp isn't a problem. Your pastor uses an amp in there. And you guys all use amps at your sporting events. You guys all use amps on your car stereos, your TVs, and your movie theaters. So I'm going to use an amp. The Bible says, lift up your voice. No houses around here, so I don't think I'm bothering anybody. My amp isn't even turned all the way up. I actually don't even need the amp, but it saves my voice. I'll be preaching later at the pineapple drop. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. He's the life. Young man, do they ever teach you the oracles of God? Do they teach you your body's the temple? Ma'am, do they teach you your body's the temple of God? That you shouldn't dress like a harlot? That you shouldn't dress in skinny pants? Do they teach you this? These are fundamental faiths, parts of the faith, fundamental truth. If I was out here cussing like a sailor, they would say he's a sinful man. Why are you guys not sinful for all of your false ways that show on the outside? If I was punching people, you'd say I'm a sinful man. Why are you not sinful for your penis on the roof? Why are you not sinful? Yeah, it's a phallic symbol. Look it up. Why are you not sinful for your false gospel that doesn't call you out of the world? Why are you not sinful for your feminization? The women are uncovered and showing their bodies off, caked with makeup and jewelry that only harlots wore in the Bible. Hey, we're no better than you guys. I just told this fine young officer, we used to party 18 years ago. And we used to live like you folks. But guess what changed us? The Spirit of God, the Word of God, the holiness of God. You're not changed if you live as a Baptist. See, Baptists go to church on Sunday. Now you'll run home and watch Netflix, NFL. Some of you will be partying at the pineapple drop. That's not holiness and righteousness. More worldliness and feminization showing up. Are those 6-inch heels, ma'am? Yeah, prostitutes wear those. I'm being brash. It's a fact, officer. It's a fact. Did you know John the Baptist and Jesus were really brash with their words to the Pharisees and the false teachers? Go read the Bible, young man. I love you. They were really brash. I'm not calling anybody names. I'm calling out the truth. If I walked around in 6-inch heels, they would call me, hey, brother, if I walked around in 6-inch heels, would they call me a transvestite? And they'd laugh at me and mock. The women can do it. They can keep false gospels that don't call you out of the world. They can keep pagan holidays that God hates, that the Roman Catholics ordained. They can put male phallic symbols on their roof. They can defend feminization. They let pets come to church. Pets coming to church. We have a video of it. Go read Romans 1. They love the creation more than the creator, because if they loved God, they would love God's people. John says, how can you love God who you can't see when you don't love your brother and sister you can see? So far, we haven't seen anybody come with a Bible. Their elders and their leaders are cowards, still waiting. We'll wait as long as we have to, till everyone's gone. This is what we do. And we do go into the world and preach the gospel. We don't just preach the gospel outside religious places. We're going to be at the pineapple drop preaching the good news. We were just at a bunch of farmers markets. We were at all kinds of places. We actually don't invite people to church. We invite people to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Otherwise, you're going to lose your souls. And the Bible says, those who love a good rebuke are wise. Fools scorn a rebuke. And so a Baptist would be a fool to scorn the rebuke they're getting today. I think we're thinning out here. The hope of the modern pastor coming out, but he will be exposed on the internet. In a couple of weeks, when you search this church, put up the words Sarasota Baptist Church Exposed. The testing will come up. We don't make any money, not a penny. We do it because the Bible says in Romans 16:17, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. So we want to mark for our neighbor. We're going to mark it for this young officer. He can go test it and look it up and go, hey, what that preacher's saying is true. God's word is true. I don't have any truth. Jesus said in Matthew 7, a puny, go look up the word in the Greek. He said a few will find eternal life. The word few means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. You folks are not going to find eternal life. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. We're going to have audio, video, and a testing of this church up in a day or so. Might be up tonight. I don't know. We'll see how everything goes. To mark, warn, and avoid, and love our neighbor. We don't want you to be deceived by the hirelings here. We don't want you to be deceived by false religion. Now, if you love false religion and you love your flesh and you love the world, go on your way. You belong here. Come back every Sunday to the damning of your soul and weeping and gnashing of teeth and hellfire one day. But if you love and hunger for righteousness, Jesus said that at the Sermon on the Mount, God's people hunger and thirst for righteousness. There's nothing much right about the Baptist faith. Look at these columns. It looks like a Roman Colosseum. Oh, the awe of the building. Yet the Bible says God does not dwell in buildings made by men. Look at the millions of dollars put into buildings. Look at the salaries. The last time I checked, the average American church spends 70% of their money on salaries and buildings. Shameful. The New Testament body spent their money on widows, orphans, and going in the world and preaching the gospel. What does your pastor make here? 70, 80, 100, 120 grand a year? What does he make? He's a hireling. Jesus said, watch out for hirelings. Any man that's paid a salary to preach the word of God is a wicked minister of unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. Satan sends workers that are actually, it says, they're ministers of righteousness because they're fakes. They say they love Jesus, but they don't. So how about you folks? Do you love Jesus or don't you buy your fruit? They don't teach the men or the women how to carry themselves. They don't even teach the foundations of the gospel. No gospel that doesn't call you out of the world is a gospel that can save you. It can't save you. Jesus said, by his shed blood, you can believe. That's an allegiance to follow. And then the Bible says, repent. Come out of the world in every false way. When you repent, you test all things. God gives you the Holy Spirit. You can know all truth and walk in righteousness. So still waiting for one person to bring their Bible. Still waiting for one person, one man, to bring a Bible so we can show you why the Baptist faith is a corrupt, man-made, false way, far outside of the word and the truth of God. Still waiting. Where's your hireling pastors? Where are they? Where's your false teachers with their Bibles? They have hired gunmen. Can they bring the Bible out? Can they bring the Bible out? I guess not. Sister Amen, have we seen anybody come out with a Bible yet? So they don't have love for God's people. Oh, they'll say, well, because you're out here preaching. Well, why don't they bring the Bible out and silence me? Why don't their elders and their pastor, why didn't they get people around us? See, here's the thing. Jesus said, You will know them by their love in John 13. So they didn't love us as brothers and sisters. So let's go there. What if we're enemies of the gospel? Did they come and love us with the truth of God if we're so deceived? Did they surround us and say, we love you, we want to show you God's word, you're deceived? Nope. They ran, walked away like a bunch of cockroaches. And why do I say cockroaches? When I was in my early 18, 19, almost 20, I worked with my brother in the carpet industry. I'll never forget. We would work in housing apartments. We'd come in the apartment, flip the lights on, and there was hundreds of cockroaches on the floor. As soon as we flipped the light on, they ran in the dark. John 3:19 through 21. Jesus said, light has come into the world, and men love darkness because the light reproves them, and they cannot stand in the truth. And that's what they do here. Sir, how about you? Would you bring your Bible? Would you like to love me as an enemy or someone who claims Christ? You don't want to love us, sir? You look like you're part of this body somehow. You look like you are on staff somehow. You look like a feminized worldly man is what you look like. The Bible actually says, people ask us, why do you call out feminization of men? The Bible actually says God hates the effeminate. Go look it up. God is not fond of those that are timid and soft about his truth. He says his saints are righteous, bold as a lion. There's some more pets leaving this place. I think she just walked out of there. More pet idolatry. Bringing your dog to the worship of God. Oh, this is going to look terrible on the internet. Hey, brother, I talked to him. I wouldn't go far. Yeah, I wouldn't go far. I talked to him. He's kind of a scorner and a mocker. He defended the Baptist faith, even though he admits they keep sin. I don't know how you do that. It's like this fine officer defending criminals as they break the law. He would be a corrupt officer. We don't want corruption in the body of Christ, because this is not the body of Christ, so we call it out, though. It's truly not the body of Christ. Let's go down here, sister. We want people to walk in holiness, righteousness, and truth. We want them to come to the knowledge and be redeemed. The glorious blood of Jesus Christ saves.